something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
I can't go to hell. Why? Because the gospel says that Jesus went to hell for me. He went to hell for me. Why should I go? Why should I let myself go? He went to hell for me. When he came out, he gave me the life of God to live and be a success and a victor. Hallelujah. I'll never go to hell. Oh, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. And now he sent his Holy Spirit to work in me, to produce in me the things that please God. If I've been impatient, he wants the Holy Ghost to work in me and produce that patience in me. Why? Because I already got it on the inside. And now he wants to help me develop what I got on the inside, to be more and more like Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, he's already made me to be like him. Now he wants me growing in that direction. When you read in Galatians chapter 5 and study from the 23rd verse, you would see what is done for us. In fact, you begin reading from the 22nd verse. The fruit of the Spirit. You see, what he has produced in us that now must grow. He's planted that in us. And now it's got to grow. Hallelujah. The good character, the divine character, that sweet personality of Jesus mixed with us, being one spirit with him, the beauty of Christ. You know, that's what makes your prayer life wonderful. See? That's really what makes it wonderful, because you see, you approach the Spirit of God with a heart of love, with a heart of meekness. You know, the Bible says that Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. How meek the man was, and how quickly God responded to his prayer. And now the Bible says that he has given us that same life. We are meek. We have it inside. But maybe you're not acting it. And if you're not acting it, it's not because you don't have it, but because you haven't let the Holy Ghost work in you. How do you let the Holy Ghost work in you? I'll tell you very simply. Number one, be conscious of his ministry. Number two, welcome his ministry. Number three, confess his ministry, and it will be done. Recognize that this is what he's come to do in you, to work in you that which pleases God. Welcome it. Be thankful for it. That's the way to do it, to welcome it. Thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for your ministry in my life. And then confess it. God is working in me. God is working in me. Father, thank you. You're working in me. The Holy Ghost is working in me, producing in me that which pleases God. I'm grateful because you're working in me. I'm getting better every day. Hallelujah. Thank you for the inspiration that you've given to me. I understand the scripture now more than ever. And I'm thankful for it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm a more patient person than yesterday. Hallelujah. I'm more meek than I used to be. I'm more loving than I used to be. I'm more faithful than I used to be. I'm more long-suffering than I used to be. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the work of the Holy Ghost in my life. Hallelujah. He's working in me, producing in me that which pleases God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And then when you have a vision, a purpose, something that God has put in your heart to do, then you begin praying. First, you present it before the Father. Here's what I do. When I got a vision, I say, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for this idea. I want to thank you for this vision. Thank you, Lord, because my heart is getting stronger toward it, and I can do it. I can do it, and everything that I require to do it is available to me. I want to thank you for the people. Thank you for the situation, the circumstances that are favorable to this work. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the finances. Everything is available to me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I got faith for it, and I'm growing towards it. Hallelujah. And then I can't miss it. And then as I pray, if I ever have the wrong idea, or an idea that's nice, but it's not from God, or it's not timely, the more I pray, the more He pulls me away from it. The more I pray, the more He pulls me away from it. And I find myself struggling with it. And I'm praying. I really want to do it, but then it seems to be going away. And it's, Lord Jesus, it doesn't look like you want it. It doesn't look like you really want it. Then I know He really doesn't want it. It just seems to go away. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So what else should I do? Maybe the same day. Maybe a day or two. Maybe another week. It's up to Him. But sure enough, as I pray, soon a light dawns on my spirit. And I know exactly what to do now. And Lord, I just got a vision. Lord, I just saw a vision. Sometimes it comes and it's like it's gone. And I'm thinking, Lord, I thought I saw something. It looks like I saw something. Oh, maybe I'm not sure. Well, you're a master communicator. And I'm waiting for it again. Thank you, because it'll come again. And Lord, make it clearer and stronger. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. And then in a short while, it comes again. And now even clearer and more powerful. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I can do it. We can do it. And it'll work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I know how to take my steps. But what kind of prayer causes that to happen? What kind of prayer moves you in the direction of that vision? Oh. Whew. First, the prayer that recognizes that without the Holy Ghost, you are sunk. Can I explain that? See, when you pray, let me see how many more minutes I got here. All right. Now, when you pray, like I told the leaders the other day, you can be an airplane that doesn't fly. You see, you can have a great vision. This airplane at the airport that doesn't fly. Haven't you been to the international airport? Have you not seen several airplanes? They don't fly. They can't fly. They're grounded. They'll never fly. Some visions are that way. A big airplane, but cannot fly. So you don't want that. So, here you are. We read something. God gives you the heart to do it. First you recognize it. And then you pray for the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Praying, let me explain something to you. Praying is the easiest thing for an informed Christian. It is the easiest thing for an informed Christian. Because all you have to do is present your request And then fly. What do you mean fly? It doesn't take long to say what you want. You just express it. And then I said, fly. How do you fly? Start speaking in tongues. As you speak in other tongues, after you have presented your requests. Now, what is this request? I'm talking about the vision. Here is the plan. Here is the business plan. Okay? Maybe it's a business plan. Maybe it's a spiritual plan. And you have presented it before the Father. You lay down before the Father. You express yourself. After you have expressed it, start speaking in tongues. As you're speaking in tongues, whatever you're saying in tongues at the moment may not even be connected. Are you hearing me? It may not even be connected to the subject, but it will soon be connected. So you start out praying in tongues. But you see, because you already presented something before God, your mind is going to be on it. And your mind is the door to your spirit. And because your mind is on it, as you speak in tongues and speak in tongues and speak in tongues, the response of the Holy Ghost is to put words in your spirit that are consistent with the concern that you have. So he puts those words in your spirit so that you can adequately communicate with God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Calabar, 16 Ayo Ata Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon, and evening service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-938-5842 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.